W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Highways and airports were busy today as millions wrapped up along Thanksgiving weekend. Here's CBS's Elise Preston.
For Paul and Victoria Vestudo, it's the first time they've traveled for the holidays since 2019.
I'm getting nervous about the weather, but we're
here. But if we get stuck, we'll just find a sports bar.
Airport workers in Philadelphia tried to lighten the mood for travelers stuck in long line.
Flight doesn't board for another hour, but I had to be here extra early just in case, you know, that line takes about 2 hours.
Sunday is usually among the worst travel days of the year. The FAA is now looking into a small plane crash in Gaithersburg, Maryland, just outside of D.C., that have hit power lines. It caused widespread outages in the area, but officials say the two people on board were not hurt. It's been another violent weekend in several big cities. CBS's Christian Benavides reports.
In New Orleans early Sunday, police say a gunman opened fire on a crowd in the city's French Quarter, injuring multiple people. In Atlanta, a dispute between a large group of young people escalated into a shooting Saturday night, leaving a 12-year-old dead and several injured.
Again, we see guns in the hands of angry individuals, leading to a tragic outcome.
The incidents follow yet more deadly mass shootings that have renewed the national debate over gun safety.
More violent protests are happening now in China over COVID restrictions. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
He shouts what, until now, would have been unthinkable. Down with Xi Jinping. Down with the Communist Party. The protests in Shanghai and other cities were sparked by a tragedy thousands of miles away in Xinjiang, western China. 10 people burned to death in an apartment fire last week. A furious crowd gathered around local government offices, convinced that COVID restrictions had stopped the fire engines from reaching the blaze.
The U.S. men's soccer team plays Iran at the World Cup on Tuesday, and ahead of the match, the U.S. Soccer Federation posted an image of the Iranian flag without its Islamic Republic symbol. U.S. defender Tim Ream says it's their way of supporting women there.
That is, in this moment, our focus, supporting them, supporting the women's rights, and also preparing for what is, you know, a crucial game for our group.
We understand terrorists.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he expects more Russian missile attacks this week. Shelling has kept utility crews from restoring power and heat in the country ahead of a brutal winter. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. If you're an SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel. Call 800-278-7455. Call now and learn how to create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-278-7455.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 22 overnight under partly cloudy skies, northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, highs level off around 41. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 32. A dusting of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
I'm questioning how your energy fades.
For the people.
You've watched the world become a product of what you've done, of what you've left undone, of what you've yet to do. Who do you answer to when all that's left is you? When will you see this through? To the claims that everyone has made, you've heard them call your name, you've watched them take your place, they're standing in your skin as you should have been. Too late to start again.
Yeah.
is Amberstein out of Milwaukee, and that finishes off a double shot from them. We started the Max Inc. Heavy Hour off with their latest, The Letter, and I'm getting a little word that Amberstein is going to be putting out some new material on the 23rd of December. We hope to have that before that date. Right now, another band that's coming out with some new music that we're going to have for you next week. Brand new music. But this is Bad Year. Handshakes. You're listening to me, Rocker, here on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Heavy. This is the Civic Media Network.
We'll be right back. With your warhead, there'll be more dead. It's the day of
with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. MaxSync Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah, that is Iron Plow, and before that, Level the Earth. I am Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy. Just a moment. We're gonna have Lo-Fi Killers. They're gonna be in here with some new music, talking about their new album and various other things. And they brought along a friend of theirs. And we just happen to have some of his music. Brian Moll from Subatomic stopped in the studio as well. So I can't help but play some Subatomic. This is Pull Me Under on Max Inc. Heavy.
Max Inc. Radio.
hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once.
He has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate. He literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles.
"Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy."
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 25 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 41. Lows around 34 tomorrow night. Overcast. Highs around 51 Tuesday, with a chance for scattered showers. Chance of snow, 30 on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Darkside calls to you, Bastula. You hunger to taste it. Become my apprentice, and all its power can be yours.
You're listening to Max Deep Radio. Radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
Until She's Gone. That's the Lo-Fi Killers, and that's from their new album, Sleep On It. They're a rock duo from Madison, and right now in the studio with me is Caleb and Jack from Lo-Fi Killers. I'm wishing I could speak. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming down to the studio tonight. Tell us a little bit about the Lo-Fi Killers for those of our listeners who have never heard of you guys before.
Yeah, so we've been playing about...
Wait, hold on. Why aren't you coming in my microphone here? Can you talk into that mic one more time?
Hello, rocker. Test up.
Switch. Somehow this microphone is not coming in here.
Oh, okay.
Come on over here.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, is this working
out? Oh, that is working so much better. I'm not sure why that microphone is malfunctioning, but we'll fix it later. You are Caleb, correct?
Correct.
All right, Caleb, tell us a little bit about the Lo-Fi Killers.
Yeah, so we've been playing about 2.5 years now. Been about 3 years now. We started back in fall of 2019 when we were both in high school, and we met really playing in our school's pep band, and we just started trying to get bands going with like other people in school and whatnot, and nothing was really working out, so we just decided, hey, like, let's just try it, the two of us. And at the time we had been listening to bands like the White Stripes, Royal Blood, and so we kind of saw that, you know, you can do this whole band thing, which is two people. So from there we just started jamming, the two of us, and my pedal board started getting bigger, the amp started adding up, and
I noticed your amp is huge.
Oh yeah, the bigger the better.
Yeah, you know, I saw that you guys are a very kind of classic vintage equipment, and just two guys, it's making definitely all the wide sound you need to. And hey,
oh yeah,
you know, it's easier to split the take at the end of the night, correct?
That is true. Yes.
Two players. So tell us a little bit about your new album. It just came out not too long ago, and it's called Sleep On It. Tell us about your new album.
Yeah, so it's a 4-song EP that I think sort of embodies where we're at right now as a band, which is still trying to really figure out that specific sound that we're looking for, because each song is definitely very unique. You'll hear a little bit of like Alice in Chains influences, Nirvana, as far back as like Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin. Get a little bit of everything on these 4 songs, and we wrote them over the course of about the past year, and we recorded them back in the summer
at Blast House Studios. Is that where you guys recorded?
Yes, sir.
That is a great local studio here in Madison. Now let's give the drummer some tell us about yourself, Jack. You must be a John Bonham disciple, because I saw your drum set.
Yeah,
total classic. Yes. Vista Light Ludwig.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, you really hit it on the head. Bonham is a huge, huge influence in my playing. Dave Grohl, too, really. I mean, like Caleb said, Bill Ward, Black Sabbath, that was a lot of early on. I heard a lot of that from my dad, and a lot of metal early on and punk. And but now I've matured to more funk influences I've been delving into. So, but yeah, I mean,
now you just you mentioned your dad, and you guys are young guys. You're not too long out of high school, is that?
I'm 18. Graduated last year. So
perfect. Well, you know, so like, what role did your parents play in, you know, you guys now been together for a few years? So I'm imagining maybe supportive parents. Are your parents musicians?
My parents are not. My dad delved a little bit in his younger days as a singer, but
yeah.
Other than that, no, not really.
But he's a metalhead.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I always know, you know, behind a good young band, there's always some parents supporting it, and that's just, it's always a huge thing. I love to see it. Now, Caleb over there on guitar, I noticed you're playing some vintage stuff too.
Oh yeah. Well, speaking of parents influencing us, my first guitar that I played in our first gigs was my dad's old guitar.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's actually really funny, because it started in Jack's family. So when Jack's family sold it to my dad, then my dad handed it down to me, and now I've been playing it. So yeah, old Ibanez Les Paul copy. You can't find that really anywhere right now. It's pretty cool.
Wow, that is a good story. Now, you guys have a show coming up in February. So after the turn of the year, it's going to be in Appleton, the Misfits, and that's at Misfits. That's in Appleton with Broken Arrow and Flying Fuzz. Tell us a little bit about that show that's coming up.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. This is one of the first shows that we've really like just sort of built from the ground up, because I just was reaching out to all sorts of places and really trying to branch out, trying to play more north than just the Madison area. And Misfits looked like a great fit for us. And so I emailed them. They were like, "Yeah, like we'll have you guys play. You just got to finish the bill." So I messaged around and found Broken Arrow and Flying Fuzz, and they're two really exciting bands too. And I think that it's going to be a really great night of rock music. You'll hear a little bit each. You know, each band is pretty unique, but it'll be really exciting.
Well, I have a little Flying Fuzz that I'm going to bring up in just a few minutes in our playlist. We actually had Flying Fuzz was in interviewing just two or three weeks ago, maybe. I can't remember. They flow together. Well, hey, guys, thanks a ton for coming into the studio and talking to us about your new album. This is the band Lo-Fi Killers. We had Caleb and Jack. Thanks a lot for coming down tonight. We really appreciate it. Before you go, though, tell us about this next song. It's called Chained.
Correct. Yeah, so I wrote the lyrics about a year ago and the guitar riff about the same time. And I really wanted to work on this idea of like having that really low C note ring out, but then also playing like higher chords. And so that's how this riff came out. And then we just kind of jammed it for a while and found it. And yeah, now it is what it is now. It took a couple months to mold into what it is.
Now, where can we find you guys online? I saw you had a link tree.
Oh, yeah. We're on Facebook and Instagram, Lo-Fi Killers, and wherever you stream music, you can find our stuff.
And that's spelled L-O-F-I Killers. That's correct?
Correct.
All right. Let's hear Lo-Fi Killers. This is brand new from their new album, Sleep On It. This is Chained. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
We'll be right back.
a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports.